You're talking with me.
Cheryl, you're the head here, I guess I'd say, in the Eau Claire office for client services staff for the AIDS Resource Center of Wisconsin. Explain to me and to the listeners a little bit how this is organized, because it's kind of complex how all of these agencies around the state are related.
We are a statewide AIDS service organization. There are two AIDS service organizations in the state. We're the only one that is statewide. We have 9 offices around Wisconsin. So we're serving the full state with different services, client services and prevention services. And those services are provided out of all of our offices.
And what do you mean by those things, client services and prevention services?
Prevention services are, the staff are focusing on getting out, educating, doing outreach, doing counseling and testing with those people most at risk of HIV transmission, making sure that they have the information and the tools and the resources they need to be safe. And if they think they are at risk, then we offer HIV counseling and testing, both anonymously or confidentially, depending on their preference. We have a number of different tests they can choose from.
I missed something there. Anonymously or confidentially?
Anonymous means that the person testing does not have to give any part of their name or any kind of identifier. It's a code that is agreed upon between the tester and the client, who would then give the code when they get the results. Confidentially means that they are giving their name. It's a name-based test, but obviously it's held in confidence.
Yeah, I guess confidentiality is really important. This, I guess it's important in all public health, which is the HIPAA regulations are all about. Why is it so important here in terms of AIDS?
There's still so much discrimination and stigma and fear around HIV and AIDS that whether it's somebody who's testing, somebody who wants information, or someone who's living with HIV who's seeking out our services, there is so much protection that needs to happen to make sure that they feel safe in coming forward and getting services. And most people living with HIV are not out about that status because there is still so much discrimination. We still have people losing their jobs, getting kicked out of their apartments, feeling fear in their communities because of their status. So confidentiality is vitally important and always has been, even before HIPAA, for us.
Is the stigma, is it about the fact that they're carrying the plague, you know, this incurable disease, or is it because people are afraid this is a sexual deviant? What kind of prejudices are being brought to bear here?
I would say it's all of those things. It's, first of all, misinformation about how HIV can be transmitted. There's still a lot of misinformation about that. People don't understand that there are only minimal ways it can be transmitted. You can't get it off a surface. You can't get it from drinking out of the same glass. And yet there still is so much ignorance about that. And so that's obviously one of our goals, to make sure that people understand the facts. And then definitely there's discrimination based on homophobia and fear about someone's behavior or lifestyle or who they are. So it's all wrapped up in that, I would say.